It's a certain honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parsha Shoftim, such a dear Parsha to me. My Bar Mitzvah Parsha. I'm not going to tell you how long, but 26 years ago was my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. I was just talking to my old good friend, Rabbi Ron Yaish. And I said, I remember you coming to my parents' basement and being there at my Bar Mitzvah. Wow. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in the beginning, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha bechol sha'arecha. You should have judges, shoftim, and you should have officers, you should appoint them in all of your cities, Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lecha, that Hashem gave you, says Rashi. What does it mean, Shoftim the Shotrim? Shoftim, what's a judge? Haposkim et Hadin, someone that goes and he passes judgment. The Shotrim, what is an officer? Harodin es Ha'am, he imposes authority over the people. And he makes sure that all the laws are carried out. There's a great Zohar. Again, I didn't see inside, I saw it quoted. Not learning Zohar yet. But the Zohar says, Titein Lecha, for all of us. But how? How are we all Shoftim? How are we all Shotrim? Again, some people are police officers, and some people are judges, but each one of us should be a Shofit and a Shoter? That is question one. Question two. The Torah goes on, and it says something amazing. It says, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Lo Tito Lecha Asheira Kol Eitz, Eitzel Mizbeach. That a person is not allowed to plant an Ashera tree next to the Mizbeach. Ask the great Meshech Chochma, who was the Gadol Hador, 1843 to 1926. What is the connection? What is the Mizbeach, the altar? You're not allowed to put pretty flowers, Asherah tree. We know that we love trees, we love flowers, we love the aesthetics. So why? What is the Isser of putting a tree next to the Mizbeach? That is the question of the Meshech Chochma. Question three, right after. Again, there's so many mitzvos in this parsha. Jam-packed. Talks about a Navi, what a prophet, what's a false prophet. It talks about what a king's responsibility is. He has to have two Sifrei Torah. I remember my grandfather, Rabamzer, Zacharinus, Sade Kodesh Baruch Hu, he wrote a whole drasha for me. I remember. Took it out, was reading it, Baruch Hashem, about a king. So many mitzvahs, the idea of Kahuna and Leviah. But then over here, there's something amazing. And it says, Lo takim lecha matseva, that a person is not allowed to make a pillar. He's not allowed to make a monument. Says the great Reb Moshe Feinstein. Again, Reb Moshe Feinstein, who was the Posek Hador, the Gadol Hador, such an honor. Again, we love stories. Everyone loves stories, right? Reb Nachman says that by the non-Jews, stories put you to sleep, but by the Jews, it wakes you up, and everyone loves stories. They tell a story that a guy, again, I don't know if it's a true story. It is a true story. We'll say it's true. There was a guy on the Lower East Side. He's watching his little kid. And it's Shabbos. And what happens on Shabbos? You go to sleep on the couch. And then you wake up every 20 minutes. And you don't feel like you really got a nap. You have to go to your bed. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. When you fall asleep on the couch, I'll get up. I'm up. And 2 hours later. And his little kid was playing. And he wandered outside, and it was the Lower East Side, and Reb Moshe Feinstein was walking back to his house, and he sees this little kid, and he says, what's going on? He says, my father fell asleep. I'm outside. Reb Moshe takes him into his house and sits on the floor and starts playing with him. And when the father wakes up, he's like, the Gadol Hador is sitting on the floor playing with my kid. Right? Imagine like falling asleep and picture any Gadol Hador, Chaim Kanievsky, sitting on your floor playing with your kid. That would be awesome, man. I would love it. You know what I'm saying? Again, it would be shots. Couldn't take pictures, but it would be amazing. But Reb Moshe Feinstein, so he says an amazing question. This is top one of my top 10. I think I've said it before. one of my top 10 Dvar Torahs, and it's so powerful. I remember I was once learning with one of my Rabbeim, Rav Elk. We've been zeichet to learn. He was my Shana Bet Rebbe for a long time already. And suddenly his father was Nifter. And I told him this vort before. I told him this idea before. And he told me at the Levaya, he had to go right over. He had to fly back. And at the Levaya, you know, when you're in Aninus and your mind's racing, and especially with this, it came out of nowhere. And he said over this from Moshe Feinstein about his father and what he represented, and he quoted this. But let's just ask the question that Moshe says. Moshe says that we know that we have monuments nowadays. People, after someone is nifter, we have a monument. So doesn't the Torah say that there's an isser of lo takim lecha matseva? You're not going to make a monument. It's against the Torah. And furthermore, we'll call it 3b. Again, we don't want to call it 4. We'll call it 3b. We know if you look in Bereishis, whenever the Avos accomplished anything, it says that they made a matseva there. But I don't get it. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Chaf Ches says that the Avos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, there's a Gor Aryeh, there's a Maharal that says they were only Mekayim the mitzvahs Aseh, the positive commandments, and not the mitzvahs Los Aseh. But still, according to other Rishonim, they did all the mitzvos. So why were the Avos, they violated, they made a matseva every single time they passed a certain place or they accomplished? So again, let's just review, make sure we have all the kashas. Question one, Shoftim the Shotrim, that we have judges and we also have policemen, and it says Lecha for each one of us. How are we a Shofet? How are we a Shoter? Question two, what does the tree, the Asherah tree, have anything to do with the Mizbeach? Why are you not allowed to put, in the Meshech Chochmah's question, why are you not allowed to put them next to each other? And question three is, Lo takim lecha matseva. But we make matsevas nowadays, right? There's machlokas, if it's a leap year, do you put it in the 12th month or the 13th month? And people have different minhagim. Some people do it a little earlier, a little later. So what is that Isser? How come we don't follow that Isser? Okay, so what's the Yisoid? What's the foundation point? And again, it all comes down, I say this all the time, it comes down to one thing, is that we're in this world to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have different things that sometimes block us, and what we're here in this world for a purpose, we're here in this world to get close to Hashem, to work on our midos, to build the Torah, make the Torah real. So says the Shemin HaTov, quoted it last week, the Shemin HaTov, 2 weeks in a row, Rav Weinberg, Zeichet, to get it. I got it from my grandfather. What's a judge? A judge is someone that has a court case in front of them, and then they have to decide with their intellect who's right and who's wrong, who... You know, you have a lot of cases. This one has this fact, this one has this fact. And again, there's two sides to every story, as we know. But the judge has to use his intellect and figure out what is the proper way to go in this case. And last week we spoke about Bechira, that we all make choices. We all make choices in life. And sometimes we want to raise, according to that Rav Dessel, we want to raise that Bechira point. We want to get higher. We want to make sure that we're not making choices of things that could be easier for us. I gave that example of someone that never kept Shabbos. So his Bechir point could be not going in a car on Shabbos, but a person his whole life he wants to raise. But a person needs to use his intellect. Shoftim represents the idea of intellect, using your intellect in the right way, channeling it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not just enough intellect. And it's not just enough emotions. That's not what it's all... It's not just that. There's the next level. What's the next level? To be a shoter. What's a shoter? It says Shemin HaTov. You know what a shoter is? Not just thinking about something. Not just wanting something. Not just having that emotional connection or that Ratzon, and of course the Ratzon is so important. But the Shoter, the policeman, is someone that makes sure that it gets done. that you're in charge of yourself. You know, everything comes back to dieting, to watching what you want to eat and exercise. You could want all you want. You could want to lose all the weight and get in shape. If you don't do it, it's not going to happen. If you want to become a Talmid Chacham and you don't learn, it ain't going to happen. Anything you want to do in life, yes, there's thoughts. And there's an idea that you have to have the intellect and the wanting for it. But shoftim b'shotrim, shoter, is that policeman to make sure that you do it. And we have to sometimes be policemen on ourselves. We have to make sure that we get the job done. You know, it's a very fascinating Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Menachos, the Gemara tells us in Sota and Daf Mem Dalet, talking about, and it's actually in this week's Parsha, Parsha Shoftim, about all the people going to war. And it says that you shouldn't be afraid, someone that just gets married, someone that just inaugurates his house, but someone that's afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he also shouldn't go to war. So the Gemara says, what was the Aveira to decide if you should go to war or not? So again, we're thinking of Aveira as bad things, whatever. We don't want to think about those things. But the bad things. Says the Gemara, amazing line. If you know the Gemara, it's amazing. Says the Gemara, you know what the Aveira is? The Aveira is that you sock, you spoke between your tefillin shel yad and your tefillin shel rosh. When you first put on your tefillin shel yad, you made the bracha, and then you spoke, and then you put on the tefillin shel rosh. That's the Aveira. That you spoke, okay, it's not a good thing. Some people are very makbid. Some people are very makbid not to speak whenever they have their tefillin on. And it's not a good thing. You shouldn't make a hefsek between the two. Of course, this machlokes rishonim. The Baal Mor brings down a machlokes rishonim. Right? How many brachas do we make? We actually, Ashkenazim, make two, and Sfardim only make one. Very interesting discussion. If you talk in between, do you make two? Do you make three? But that's the Aveira. That's the Aveira. So says Hashem and Atov, the idea that we're speaking about now, that the Tefillin Shel Yad represents the idea of the Asiyah, the doing. And the Tefillin Shel Rosh is on your head. The Tefillin Shel Rosh is your Seichel, is the idea of the intellect, but they can't be disconnected. They need to be together. That's the drash of the Gemara, that you can't be Sach ben Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, because if you make it separate, then it's not going to work out. Comes along the great Reb Moshe Feinstein. And Reb Moshe says, what is the Isser of Lo Takim Lecha Matseva? Are you allowed to make a Matseva? Are you not allowed to make a Matseva? So says Reb Moshe, when you're in this world, the Olam Hasiya, when you're in this world and you are doing, you can't make a Matseva. After a person he accomplishes. And again, one of the biggest problems nowadays, when I speak to Talmidim, they beat themselves up. They're not proud of their accomplishments. We got to be proud of ourselves. The more a person is proud, and again, everyone's a different person in this world. Everyone has different DNA. Everyone looks different. But you have to be proud of what you're doing. I spoke to a Talmid, and he's like beating himself up. And I'm like, tell me some things he did today. He's like, yeah, I learned 2 Daf of Gemara, and I did that. I'm like, what? That's awesome. You got to be proud of yourself. But we're the Olam HaAsiyah. Although you have to be proud of yourself, of course. There's this interesting, I just want to say this nice word, dialectic. Because on the one hand, we want to be proud of ourselves, and we have to be proud of ourselves. But there's so much more we could do. So we have to realize how much more we're in the Olam HaAsiyah. So after you do something, you can't just say, oh, I'll make my matseva, I'll make my pillar, I'm done. Because we sometimes set limits on ourselves and say, oh, but no, right? As I always give that example, the awesome example, the elephant. The elephant is tied down with a peg. And when he's a little elephant, again, they're always big, but when he's a little elephant, oh, he can't break through with this tight rope. When he gets bigger and bigger, he's sometimes tons and tons. He's a big thing, you know. All he needs to do is just snap that rope, just move. But he can't do it because he lessens himself. Lo takim lecho matseva. A person needs to realize that we're in the Olam HaAsiyah, meaning that we have to do as much as we can. But at the same time, be proud of ourselves. What about the avos? The Avos, the reason why they were unable to make Matsevas, because they were on a level of Eina Mitzuva Yosef. The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Lamed says that the greatest level is to be commanded. But again, they didn't get the Torah yet. The Torah we only got with Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. They didn't get the Torah. They were on a level of Eina Mitzuva Yosef. So therefore, since they weren't commanded every single time that they would do something, there was something fixed, because they weren't really commanded to do it. But we are commanded. And we have to realize that only after Mea Ve'esrim, after a person is niftar. Why is it called niftar? So I once heard from Reb Penner, you know why it's niftar? Because you're pater from mitzvos. You're in Olam Haba with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But he's looking back on your whole life of what you did, and your nisyonos, and how you accomplished your nisyonos, and how you worked on yourself, and you did your mitzvos. What you did in this world for the next world. And as we say, life, we always talk about it, life is like an escalator. It's either moving up or moving down. I guess, unless the escalator breaks, then it just stays, and then you're annoyed because you have to walk up the escalator. Like, oh, well, what's the point of an escalator? I'm just going the elevator, right? I love escalators, because escalators, not anymore, because my kids are older now, they're like, Tati, what are you doing? But my kids used to love going up the escalator, and why do I like it? Because it's free! Ah, I love the escalators, and the best is like when you try to like go up the other way, like don't do when other people are looking, especially if you're going to fall, that really won't work out well. But why is life like an escalator, says the Baal HaEmunah Sir? Because you're either going up or you're going down. There's no in the middle, there's no status quo. Am I learning, am I steiging, or am I going down? But even if you're going down, a person can't beat himself up and say, you know what? I'm going to pick myself up. I'm going to make myself great. Comes along the Reit Mesher Chachma, and again, it expands on this idea that we're talking about right now. Why can't you make a tree next to a Mizbeach? It says in Mesher Chachma, the Mayor Simcha Midvinsk, because a Mizbeach is something fixed. It's where we serve, we give karbonos to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's fixed. You can't change a mizbeach. The Gemara tells us in Menachos and Daf Kuf Yud that HaKadosh Baruch, when it's talking about karbonos, it only says Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why? Because Hashem is Hayah Hoveh V'Yeh. Hashem is fixed. He's not going anywhere. He's the same Hashem. He's the same Hashem before we sin, says Gemara Hashem, and after we sin, he's the Ribbono Shel Olam. But what's a tree? A tree is growth. A tree is something that grows. You can't put an Asherah tree next to the Mizbeach because they're opposites. A tree is something that is beautiful, but it grows. We're like that tree. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yudalid. He says, in Lo Achrav Emasai, if not now, when? And he quotes a pasuk from this week's Parsha. Ki Adam eats hasadeh. A person's a sadeh. That's a little weird. No, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that more a person works on himself, he's an Adam eats hasadeh, because we are growing people. I saw another idea, that we know that a tree is beautiful and everyone likes beauty. Everyone likes outer beauty. But sometimes it's not just only about the outer beauty. It's the inner beauty. What Soloveitchik says, beautiful, it says, by Shem and Yafes, right after Noach messed up, they covered him. And it says, Vayikach. What do you mean it's Vayikach? They both took. No. So Soloveitchik says that Shem instigated, and he said, no, we have to take action and we have to cover up our father. And Yafes just went along with it. But there are two motives here. Shem went because ethically it wasn't good what his father was doing. But Yafes, what did he do? Yafes represents the idea that it's not nice. It's not beautiful what your father, he's not dressed. Why is it? We are b'nei Shem. Shem be'ever. Why? Because we look deeper. We look at the ethics. But Yafes, he's Yavan. Yavan only looks at the beauty, the outside beauty. Yavan, Yud, Vav, Nun, all straight lines. There's nothing inside. But we represent inside, not the outside inside, inside outside. That's why you can't put an another idea, you can't put an Asherah tree next to the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach is about the inside, is about the Kedusha, is about giving to the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though you can't give to him, but really giving yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So these two ideas, that's why you can't make an Asherah tree next to a Mizbeach. the idea of the Mizbeach, and we're all, even we were just talking about tefillin, we're wearing a walking Mizbeach to the Rabbonim Shalom. We have to remember that when we put on our tefillin. All the Dalit Parshas, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And we're in this world to be tikkun amidus, to work on ourselves. Lo takim lecho matseiva. We got to just keep on going. Being proud. Write it down. I started a new thing, right? I always talk about my siyata dishmayas. All the crazy stories of weird things that happen, and this is siyata dishmaya. Right, when I lose something, people say, just get a wallet. But no, it's siyata dishmaya. You should get a wallet also. But I started a new thing. You know, we have to be proud of ourselves. Once a day, write something down that you did good, that you're proud of yourself. Put it in a notebook for yourself. And it'll affect your generations, your kids, your grandkids, your students, the people around you. They'll see after 120 years, wow, what you accomplished. And they say, just to finish off, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, as we know, I talk to him about him a lot. The Gadol Hador, Baruch Hashem, at Shaychus, and I go and I've gotten brachas from him. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Steinman said, Rav Steinman, Zatzal, the Gadol Hador, who passed away not so long ago, Rav Steinman said, why was Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zeichel to become the Gadol Hador? Yeah, he mamish learns Kol HaTorah Kulo. His father was a stipler. He mamish, his uncle was a Chazon Ish. But there are a lot of people that know Kol HaTorah Kulo. Again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is in a different league. But why? Why does the whole world go to him? Says Rav Steinman, you know why? Because he's a tikkun amidus. He works on himself. You ever go and you see him. All he wants to do is learn, and people are coming, and he gives them time, and he gives them brachas. Because he's a tikkun amidus. He wants to work on himself. So again, let's just answer. Shoftim v'shotrin. We are all shoftim and shotrin. We all have that intellect. We want to make the right choices. Shoter, we need to implement it. We want to make sure we're like policemen. Be in charge of yourself. Don't make someone else be in charge of you. You be in charge of yourself. Why can't you make an Asherah tree next to the Mizbeach? Because the Mizbeach is fixed. An Asherah tree represents either a nice idea of growth, and Hashem is fixed. Us compared to Hashem, He's fixed, and we want to grow like Asherah tree. Or another idea, maybe a little different, but the Asherah tree represents beauty. But it's outside beauty. We want inside beauty. And the last idea, this Rav Moshe Feinstein, Lo takim lecho matseiva. In this world, when we're doing mitzvos, you can't make a monument because there's so much more we could do. After Ne'eva Esrim, you can make a monument. Bez Hashem, we should just keep on growing. We're getting closer to Rosh Hashanah. We're in Elul. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. We need to realize how lucky and how fortunate we are to be part of this chosen nation. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos, Parsha Shoftim. And keep on working on yourself to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Have an amazing Shabbos.